May the Lord watch over me as I seek to impart His word. Last week, Jamie and I made one of our regular visits to Dunedin Airport for a coffee. We go there because it often happens during a nice drive for some time away from our usually incredibly busy days and weeks. And it gives me the opportunity to do some plane watching, which you'll know by now is a favourite hobby of mine. Being at an airport also gives me the opportunity to people watch. Airports are a great place to watch people, to wonder where they're travelling, who they might be farewelling, or who they might be waiting to welcome. It's a place where you can experience or observe a whole range of emotions, excitement of adults and especially children who are travelling, excited anticipation of an arrival. It can also be a sense of real sorrow or devastation. People welcoming travellers in sorrow, likely because there has been some tragedy, or farewelling people who they might not see again for a long time, or perhaps even for a little time. How many of you have been part of sad goodbyes? Perhaps it was because of an adult child leaving home. Jamie and I feel a wrench every time our daughter leaves Dunedin for her home in Wellington, even though she's a regular visitor here. Perhaps for you it's been because a visitor was leaving, or perhaps it was because you were getting ready to leave after visiting someone. Perhaps it was because of the death of a family member or friend. I've very sadly on a few occasions said goodbye over the years to someone who was gravely ill and who I knew I would not see again. Regardless of the situation, goodbyes are sometimes very difficult. I was reminded of all that as I reflected this week on the extract from John's Gospel that we have just heard. This extract was part of Jesus' goodbye message to his disciples. It's one of several extracts that we hear between the time of Jesus' death and resurrection, the descent of the Holy Spirit that we celebrate at Pentecost, and of course his ascension, the final step in his departure from his ministry here on earth. So we have Jesus in the Gospel today giving another farewell message to his disciples. Naturally, the disciples were sad. They had spent the last 3 years learning from him. They would have been wondering how they would cope after he was gone. When someone we love leaves us, it's natural for us not to want to see them go. But if we really love them, we let them go. Real love allows us to release those we really care about. But in the Gospel we've heard today, Jesus was preparing to return to his Father, and the disciples did not want him to leave. Jesus urged his disciples to rejoice because he was leaving. His departure would allow the disciples and all his followers to do great things, to spread the good news, to grow Christianity. But of course the disciples didn't see it that way. They could only feel bereft that their Lord, who they had followed so closely and from whom they had learned so much, was leaving them. Jesus, I think, was more concerned for the disciples than he was for himself. He reassured them that they would not be alone. He promised them peace. He promised them hope. The same peace and hope that he offers to all who believe, to each and every one of us today. But even though he offered instructions to his disciples during his earthly ministry, He knew that they had not yet fully grasped, not yet fully understood what he had taught them. They did remember his words and teachings after his resurrection, but when Jesus was with them, they could listen to his teachings and they could ask him questions. But now he was leaving them and they were frightened. No doubt there are times when we feel alone and don't know what will happen to us in our lives. A spouse may have died and the future looks bleak. There may be a problem at work and you have no idea how to solve it. We may have a problem with a friend and feel unable to talk about it. At times like these, it's natural for us to ask ourselves, what's going to happen? How do we solve the situation? For us as Christians, the answer is clear. God wants us to trust in him. When Jesus told his disciples that he would be leaving, they were perhaps, as I've said, justifiably afraid. They couldn't imagine the future without him. Jesus confronted their fears with 4 points. Firstly, the Holy Spirit would make them competent and courageous and would remind them what Jesus had taught them. Secondly, even though they may be fearful, his peace was there for their comfort. Thirdly, our future, our present may be difficult, but we can endure if God is with us. And fourthly, when we obey God, trust God, our fears diminish. The peace that Jesus offered is not the same peace that the world talks of today, or indeed in his time. The peace in his time was a peace founded on military might, on the military might of Rome, funded by taxation, enforced by soldiers. It was a dominance rather than a peace. In contrast, Christ offers a real peace, and we receive a calm strength. When Jesus departed or spoke of his pending departure, the Holy Spirit would assume his role. For the rest of their lives, and as John wrote in his Gospel, the Spirit would remind them of all the things Jesus said and did. The Holy Spirit would stand with them, guide them, just as the Holy Spirit does for us today. Jesus made it clear followers love him by serving others. That message is just as relevant for us today. To live that kind of love requires the constant presence of God in our lives. Spoken in the name of God, Father, Son, and Holy Spirit.